This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. All 80 people aboard a Delta flight that crashed and flipped over as it landed in Toronto escaped with their lives, among them Pete Carlson.
All of a sudden, everything just kind of went sideways. And then next thing I know is kind of a blink and I'm upside down, still strapped in.
18 were injured. Investigators are still trying to pin down the cause. CBS's Chris Mavridis is in Toronto.
While the airport fire department insisted there was no ice on the runway and no crosswind event, it's going to take an examination of the flight data to know for sure. At the time of the crash, it was clear, but with the wind gusting to over 60 miles an hour and blowing snow onto the tarmac, it may have been too much for the 100-foot-long plane.
The U.S. and Russia, led by Secretary of State Rubio and the Kremlin's Sergei Lavrov, have begun meetings in Riyadh on ending the war in Ukraine without Ukraine at the table. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg says Russia must be thrilled.
You have U.S.-Russian talks, the first high-level in-person talks between the two countries since 2021, I think. You know, isolation, what isolation?
Israeli forces withdrew from border villages in southern Lebanon today as per terms of a U.S.-brokered ceasefire agreement that ended the latest Israel-Hezbollah war. Reporter Miriam Hirschlag from Tel Aviv.
While the Israeli army says it will abide by the truce that ended the fighting in November, it insists on holding on to five military posts. The sites are within Lebanese territory and in close shooting distance to Israeli frontier towns.
12 people now confirmed dead in Kentucky after weekend storms that triggered severe flooding. And there's a snowstorm on the way tonight. CBS's Nicole Valdez is tracking the recovery effort.
Among the dead, a mother and her 7-year-old daughter swept away in Bonnieville. The Hart County coroner tells CBS News that flash flooding flipped the car, trapping the two inside.
Temperatures in Kentucky aren't expected to get much above freezing today. Thousands of federal workers have been dismissed since President Trump took office. Latest targets? The Federal Aviation Administration and the IRS. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
We don't have complete information at this point about how many people were fired and what their roles were, which makes it very difficult to understand exactly what the impact will be.
The Vatican has just canceled Pope Francis events for this coming weekend. The 88-year-old pontiff is still hospitalized, receiving treatment for a complex case of bronchitis. He was admitted last Friday after he struggled for days to read his texts in public. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a little colder than yesterday, but a relative warm-up is coming. A cold weather advisory remains in effect with wind chills as low as 29 below. People planning on being outside for a longer time are still being told to wear protective clothing to prevent frostbite. That can set in as little as 10 minutes. Warming centers are still running in Racine and Kenosha. We'll get to a high of 14 tomorrow and maybe 40s by Sunday. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Altogether, voters in Kenosha are being asked for an extra $115 million. The spring primary election day today has a sparse ballot for most, but an important question in Kenosha. The school district is looking for approval on an operational referendum asking to raise spending by $23 million a year. District taxpayers would be looking at paying an extra $300 a year on a $250,000 home. Racine Unified voters will see a referendum on the April ballot. There is a statewide race and other items to vote on today. To see your ballot and where you can vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. It's now more affordable to play at the YMCA. You can read more about the new Racine Family YMCA program available starting today at racinecountyi.com. The new effort is called the Membership for All program. It's designed to help those who are low income overcome financial obstacles to membership. The story on the I has some insightful stats about the health of people in Racine County, plus details about how to join that new program. Read all about it at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers host Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, it's Wisconsin against Illinois tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation after beating Purdue. Greg Gard says his team is better now at managing the shot clock.
That's important. I think it just shows the growth of this team. They couldn't make that play in October or November. They weren't accustomed, I think, to playing together as comfortable as they are right now.
We've learned that Marcus Sedbury is the new general manager of the Badgers football program. Sedbury has served as assistant athletic director at Wisconsin the past 3 years. He'll handle the players and coaches' contracts. Baseball, Brewers left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortes is at spring training in Arizona, trying to learn everyone's name in the clubhouse after 5 years with the Yankees.
Yeah, the names are going to be tough. Obviously, being, you know, so many years in another organization, Gold Glove caliber defense, and as a pitcher, that's what you want, so I'm very excited for that.
That's Brewers pitcher Nestor Cortes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Keeping it cold today with plenty of sunshine, highs near 9 above. Wind chill values between 15 below and 25 below. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 0, wind chills down to 15 below. A little milder on Wednesday with a high near 15. Current temperature, 7 below.
I went to a wedding last week and I hate weddings. That's why I like to mess with the married people, because I'm really bitter. Because I'm single still. Comedy keeps me busy. I travel all around, but I want to get married one day, but I just think marriage have changed over the years. Men and women look at marriage differently. When women talk about marriage, it's a happy occasion. I'm getting married. I got my ring. I got my colors picked out. I got 4 of my fat friends to stand next to me. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be wonderful. No, their dress is ugly. Mine is beautiful. It's not the same for men. When men talk about marriage with our friends, it sounds like something you get diagnosed with. Did you hear what happened to Charles? No, what? He's getting married. No! He was such a nice guy. When did he find out? She told him yesterday at dinner. Is there anything that we could do for him? No, the invitations already went out. There's nothing we can do. Charles is terminal.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
A winter's day. In a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an build walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me.
my room, sacred in my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Sounds like COVID season. I touch nobody and nobody touches me. Good advice if you have the flu. It's 6:10. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this cold morning. That's an understatement. Today's sunny with a high near 9. Partly cloudy, lows around minus 1 tonight. Highs near 14 with clouds tomorrow. Now, a week from today, we'll be near 40 degrees. So there is hope at the end of the tunnel here. Let's see. We've got clear right now, minus 6 at Radio Park. And here's an odd but true I found out. People who run marathons finish the race a half inch shorter than when they began the race. It's a temporary effect on your back muscles tensing up during the course of the race. But if you start off at, let's say, 5'4", you're leaving the race at around 5'3.5". Run enough of them and you'll really shrink. I didn't know that. I didn't know you'll lose height and everything. Wow. 6:11, local news, timeless hits at WRJM. We're talking about Black History Month with folks from the Racine Public Library. That's coming up at 7.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Night and one. Local news, Tamla's Hits at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 9, clear and minus 6 right now at Radio Park. Are you a midnight snacker? Well, this could help you avoid some of the guilt. Someone asked a bunch of nutritionists to name the best foods to eat when you're hungry around bedtime. According to nutritionists, the best foods to eat if you're hungry around bedtime include walnuts, bananas, Greek yogurt with berries, peanut butter, but on a rice cake, but it has to be natural peanut butter. Now, I was thinking more like, how about some cold pizza left over and Little Debbie cakes? That's what I was thinking about. But that ain't going to happen. 6:15, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJM. We've got the Beats with Pete Swaba coming up in just a moment here at WRJM. But right now, We've got Motown, the Four Tops, Reach Out. I'll be there. Local news, timeless hits, WRGN. I see the old coffee and donut thing is too time-consuming for a lot of people. There's a quicker option. Hostess sells what they call caffeinated donuts. Huh. They're called Boost Jumbo Donuts. Each one has the same amount of caffeine as a cup of coffee. Man, they really want to get us flying in the morning, don't they? It's 617, make it 618 now at WRGN. Local news, timeless hits, and Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The much-talked-about Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special is in the books, and it didn't disappoint. That is if my social media acquaintances weren't lying. Paul Simon and Sabrina Carpenter opened the show with a duet singing Simon's Homeward Bound, which was followed by Steve Martin, who did the opening monologue. Martin has been one of the most frequent hosts and a staple on the show for the last 50 years. Some of the most talked-about moments of the broadcast included performances by Miley Cyrus, a moving tribute by Aubrey Plaza to her husband, who took his own life recently, and a song from Adam Sandler in his crazy Adam Sandler voice that paid tribute to the show's history. The audience seemed to enjoy the live sketches, though, the most, and all the fun cameos from past cast members and hosts. My personal favorite joke was during Black Jeopardy when Kenan Thompson said, "Welcome to Black Jeopardy, the only game show where every contestant understood Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance." If you missed the broadcast, you can check it out on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated one- and two-bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollmann recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
625 local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Eggs so expensive. Convenience stores are now selling what they call Lucy's. That's Loosies, because people can't afford to buy a whole carton. One place is selling three eggs for $2.99. That's a buck an egg, or a full carton for $12. My goodness, when did it get like this?
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Kick against modern jazz, and if they try to play it too darn fast, and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock roll music. Took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock roll music. If you wanna dance, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. The Georgie folks they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock roll music. Don't care to hear them play a tango. I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock roll music.
Yeah, Chuck Berry, rock and roll music, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. It's a pricey special iPad case, $1,500, but here's what you get. It will immediately wipe your sensitive information off your iPad when you die. Now, the question is, how does it know when I die? Well, you got to wear a special ring on your hand to detect your lack of pulse. As soon as your pulse goes, so does your information on your iPad. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. It's 6:28 with the Beatles from me to you.
If there's anything that you want, if there's anything I can do, just call on me and I'll send it along with love from me to you. I got everything that you want, like a heart that's oh so true. Just call on me and I'll send it along with love. I got arms that long to hold.
Local news, timeless hits, only at WRJN with the Beatles. From me to you, coming up, we've got Hermits tickets to give away in the next half hour. You can win them, but first, it's 6:30 on the nose. Let's see what's happening locally in the news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It'll be below zero when you fill out that ballot. Today's spring primary election comes on a cold one, with polls open until 8 tonight. Everyone's ballot looks a little different depending on where you live. Kenosha voters have a big school spending referendum on the ballot, plus a primary for school board positions. Racine Unified voters will have a referendum question on their April ballot. Statewide, there's a primary for the state superintendent of public instruction. To see your ballot and where you can vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. On the bright side, it might be near 40 on Sunday. Although today is a little chillier than yesterday, a relative warm-up is coming. The cold weather advisory is still active, with wind chills hitting as low as 29 below. Warming centers in Racine and Kenosha remain open. You can call 211 to find the nearest near you. By Sundays, temperatures could almost pop into the 40s. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Gentlemen, they were not. A fight in the parking lot at On the Border Gentlemen's Club in Franklin has resulted in criminal charges against five staff members, including a manager. The fight at the end of last month started over a payment for a dance. It escalated when staff members allegedly became physical. Two customers were hospitalized. The staff members are facing battery charges. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
7 o'clock tonight, the governor will be presenting his 2025 through 2027 executive budget, and there's plenty for Wisconsin farmers and agribusinesses to note. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. The governor earmarking somewhere in the neighborhood of $80 million investments for Wisconsin farmers as well as food processors, and also the environment. The governor says that he's proud of some of the conservation efforts that farmers have spearheaded, and he wants to make sure that continues.
This plan also holds harmless, innocent landowners like farmers who unknowingly spread biosolids that contain PFAS on their land and invest $7 million to help clean up biosolids contamination. I'm also excited to be announcing another $1 million through our producer-led watershed protection grant program to 49 farmer-led groups and three new groups receiving awards in this round of funding. I've had the opportunity to visit many of them over the last 5 years, and I'm just amazed at the work that they're doing.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, among some of the other programs the governor intends to continue, includes more money for farmer mental health programs, as well as additional funding for the Something Special from Wisconsin program.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and STS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for a Heads Up seed treatment.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And today, Wisconsinites will vote on a state superintendent of public instruction. Three names are on the ballot. Yesterday, despite the cold weather, more than 200 Wisconsin FFA members made the trek to the state capitol with the task of advocating for agriculture education, specifically $60 million in the state budget that helps to support career and technical education, or CTEs. Some of the agriculture educators that were at the state capitol said by receiving that funding, it would allow chapters to remove barriers to paying dues or attending class trips. Again, that's state primary today. I'm Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Keeping it cold today with plenty of sunshine, highs near 9 above. Wind chill values between 15 below and 25 below. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows near zero, wind chills down to 15 below. A little milder on Wednesday with a high near 15. Current temperature, 7 below.
I don't know if this is a woman thing, but I was having lunch with my wife today. Out of the blue, she just leans over to me and goes, Pete, I just want you to know, if I ever get really sick and I'm in the hospital, it's okay if you want to move on with your life and see other people. You feel how tense it is right now? That's how tense it was. She meant it to be sweet, but she really just freaked me out. Like, next time I have the flu, she'll be like, this is Julio.
News and Tamless Hits at WRJN 99.9 FM and Racine 98.1 FM Kenosha, 1400 AM everywhere. Today got some sunshine for you. It's not going to help much. Highs near 9. Part of cloudy tonight. Lows minus 1. Cloudy with a high near 14 tomorrow. By next week, we'll be near 40 degrees. Doesn't that sound good? Yeah. Clear minus 6 right now here at Radio Park. All right, last September we got teased with some false rumors of a Goonies movie sequel. A lot of people love the Goonies. There are cult memberships and everything. Yeah, they love the Goonies, but it's happening for real this time. It was a rumor, now it's for real. And we know because Warner Brothers announced the Goonies sequel's in the works with Steven Spielberg and Chris Columbus on hand as producers. No word on cast members or anything like that. One of the cast members, who was a kid back then, is now an Academy Award-winning actor. As a matter of fact, there's a new movie now. What's it, Ki Kwang Do? I'm trying to remember his name. He's in a movie right now, as a matter of fact. So he became a big adult actor. We'll see what they're putting together for the Goonies. A lot of people love that. It's big. It's 640. We're gonna talk about Black History Month with the folks from the Racine Public Library coming up at 7:05 here at WRJN. Coming up, we've got some Hermits tickets to give away, too, to the Genesee Theater. That's straight ahead. But right now, I've got the Stones.
Don't you worry about what's on your mind, oh.
Was the song that Ed Sullivan wouldn't let the Rolling Stones sing. He let them sing the song, but he couldn't say, let's spend the night together. There was another thing he made him say instead of that. And Mick Jagger, it was a live TV show, looked right at the lens of the camera and said, let's spend the night together. He did it anyway. Same thing happened with Jim Morrison of the Doors. There was a phrase he wasn't allowed to say. I think let's get high or something. He couldn't say it on the Ed Sullivan show, and he said it anyway because it was live. There was no delay like there is today where they can bleep it out. So, yeah, I think that was the song, Let's Spend the Night Together. We've come a long way. Valentine's Day the other day, right? Well, this guy put away $360 for Valentine's Day. This happened a year ago, and he took out $1 every time his girlfriend yelled at him. At the end of the year, that $360 wound up being a $40 gift. That's a lot of yelling, isn't it? A lot of getting angry. Johnny Get Angry. Right here, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN with Joni Summers.
Johnny, I said we were through, just to see what you would do. You stood there and hung your head. You care really.
she can always look up to. You know I love you, of course. Let me know that you're the boss. So Johnny, get angry, Johnny, get mad. Give me the biggest lecture I ever had. I want a brave man, I want a caveman. Johnny, show me that you care, really care for me. Johnny, care for me, Johnny. Johnny, Johnny.
A lot of those songs in the early 60s were about Johnny. Johnny, get angry. Johnny Angel. I guess Johnny was a popular guy, really moving around town with the women, huh? It's 647, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Brilliant or just no thanks? A judge in Michigan says people who shoplift from Walmart will now be tasked to washing people's cars while they are inside legitimately shopping at Walmart. What do you think? It's brilliant or no thanks? With me, no thanks. I don't want a shoplifter hanging around my car. All right, I got tickets now for Herman's Hermits of the Association coming to the Genesee Theater in Waukegan on Friday, February 28th, 7:30 p.m. Got a pair of tickets to give away right now if you'd like it. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. 5-6. Is that right? Yeah. 262-634. Right. 262-634-9756. Hi, what's your first name?
Joe. Kenosha.
Yeah, Joe, turn down your radio a second there, okay?
Yes.
Got it turned down?
You betcha.
All right, there you go. Joe of Kenosha. We're going to send you tickets to, we're going to send you to see Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan on Friday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. You're going to be just a few feet away from Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits. Legendary.
I've seen him at the Racine County Fairgrounds about 25 years ago.
Okay, so you're old friends.
Yeah.
I guess
my last name is Caliendo, but it's not Kenosha.
Yeah, but I guess if you wave to him at the theater, say, "Hey, my good buddy Joe, I remember you from decades ago at the Racine County Fair. How you doing, Joe?"
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, Joe, hold on the line, okay? Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. All right. Joe gets a pair of tickets to the Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater on Friday, February 28th, 7:30 p.m. We have another pair to give away tomorrow morning. Just keep listening right here at WRJN, all right?
Bob and weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their chocolate chip cannoli kringle. This exceptional kringle creation has a delicious cannoli cream filling layered with premium chocolate chips. O&H tops it with vanilla bean icing, sprinkle with toasted almonds, and more chocolate chips. It's an O&H kringle you don't want to miss. So do stop in and enjoy it this week. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, CarMex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for CarMax? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created CarMax in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for CarMax when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Buttercup Foundations, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Thanks for joining us here today. Time for Odd But True. On Valentine's Day, Guinness World Records recognized the current record for the longest marriage for a living couple. It's a Brazilian couple. He's 105. She's 101 years old. They've been married for an incredible 84 years, 77 days. They have 13 children, 55 grandchildren, 54 great-grandchildren, and get this, 12 great-great-grandchildren. And they said the marriage wouldn't last. 83 years is still going strong. Good for them, huh? 6:55, local news, Tamless Hits with the Birds at WRJN, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and also 1400 AM everywhere.
Everything turned, there is a season turned.
to everything. Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose.
The Birds, Roger McGuinn and crew. Turn, turn, turn. 6:58. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Got sunshine right now. It's sunny. Not going to do you any good, though. I don't think the sun is working today. Highs near 9. Partly cloudy. Lows around minus 1 tonight. Cloudy with a high near 14 tomorrow. Currently, it is sunny. It's minus 6 here at Radio Park. I'm going to actually tell you something here. Oh, yeah. I did. You know, Johnny Carson once did a thing where he wanted to mail a human being through the mail. And apparently, back in the 60s, you could do that. Now, you could send a coconut, a potato, a sombrero, a brick, an inflated beach ball, a frisbee, or a pillow through the U.S. Postal Service without a box. Just put postage, enough postage stamps on there and an address label, and there, you can send it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to send a potato to myself. I'm going to buy a potato and address it to myself and see if I get it back in the mail. They can't fit it into my mailbox, but maybe it'll, you know, put it up on my doorstep. I'm going to see if that really works. Hey, it says 7 o'clock on the nose here at WRJN. We're talking about the library services. That's coming up in just a few moments. Right now, here's news from CBS.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This airplane just crashed at 23. 7105, pull up, go around.
Air traffic controllers in Toronto watching as a Delta jet from Minneapolis flipped upside down as it landed at Pearson International Airport in snowy, windy conditions. All 80 people on board, all wearing seatbelts, got out. 18 were injured. The cause? Under investigation. CBS's Chris Mavridis is in Toronto.
The CJR 900 is a Canadian-made regional workhorse. It's used by a lot of airlines, including Delta and American. In fact, it's the slightly longer version of the CJR 700 that crashed in Washington, D.C. last month. But authorities are being very clear this is just an unfortunate coincidence. And even though it's early, they don't believe there is any connection between the two crashes.
Brutally cold weather is settling in from the Plain States to the south central U.S. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Extreme cold warnings now stretch from the Canadian border in North Dakota all the way down to central Texas. There's 30 million people under extreme cold warnings.
Feels like 50 below in parts of Montana and North Dakota. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's begun meetings with top Russian officials in Saudi Arabia to try to reset relations between the two